You're listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Well, we're just past St. Valentine's Day, so I thought it might be a good idea to build tonight's show around vintage numbers with a romantic theme. Well, don't go away, you know me. I'm not going to play a collection of sugary performances, oh no. But I know a young couple who've not been married all that long, and they've just managed to get a home of their own. Well, that fits with the romantic theme, and, do you know, there are lots of really good records that fit it too, and yet they've got a strong jazz flavour as well. So here's something for everyone, whether newlywed or not, whether they've just bought a new house ready for the spring, or whether they're still looking and wondering about a mortgage. I suppose our romantic novel starts when the couple meet. In the words of Cole Porter, they say, let's do it, let's fall in love. They're not quite as matter of fact as that may be. Here's the spokesman for all young lovers during the 30s and 40s, Bing Crosby, singing at the outset of his career with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. Crosby in 1929 singing Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love, and the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra provide the good music. The same year, Clarence Williams and his Jazz Kings, without any vocalist, made a lovely record that tones in with the idea of idyllic house ownership just by the title, In Our Cottage of Love.
Thank you.
Clarence Williams Jazz Kings in our Cottage of Love, with Ed Allen on cornet, a very fine but unknown trombonist, and Buster Bailey on clarinet. And we'll have some more rhythm and romance after the break.
The usual, Fred.
Put your money away, Bert. It's my round. 2 pints, please, George, and one for yourself.
Hello? What are you celebrating then, Fred?
Well, it's a sort of birthday.
But I thought that was last month.
I said sort of birthday, but you're right. I did have one last month, too.
I see.
And I'll be having one next month.
Oh, yes, of course, Fred.
It's the Anglia, you see.
Hmm.
I get it every month.
Every month?
Yes.
I see. Well, it's nothing to worry about, Fred.
I'm not
at your age, things like that are bound to happen every once in a while.
I went in for them years ago. Monthly income bonds from Anglia Building Society.
Oh.
Now I get the interest check every month.
Anglia Building Society, the friendly one. There's an office near you.
Anything you like.
Well, in that case, Fred, I'll have a packet of crisps too.
Capital's springtime schedule of all the hits starts this Monday, but Kenny still bubbles from 6:30 to 9, and Mike Aspel continues to charm you 9 to midday, Monday to Friday, on Cuddly Capital.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Well, when you're within reach of getting a place of your own, it's nice to dream of how you'll arrange it and what you'll do in it. Yes, but apart from that, things like relaxing over a cuppa together, as Vincent Newman's and Irving Sears wrote in No, No, Nanette. Tea for Two, surely one of the biggest hits of all time. Here it is, played by Richard Himber and his Studebaker Champion Orchestra. My goodness. With a chap called Joey Nash singing.
On weekend vacations, you won't have it known that we own a telephone. Dear, day will break and you'll awake and start to bake a sugar cake for me to take for all the boys to see. We will raise a family, a boy for you, a girl for me. Oh, can't you see how happy we would be?
Richard Himber's orchestra with Joey Nash, Tea for Two, and vibraphone by Adrian Rollini. Yes, I understand my young friends intend to be ex-directory too. I don't blame them. Who wants everyone phoning when you're planning a new house? As Lorenz Hart and Richard Rogers put it in 1926 in The Girlfriend.
Read the little blue prints. Here's your mother's room, here's your brother's room, on the wall are two prints. Here's the kiddies' room, here's the biddies' room, here's the pantry line with shelves dear. Here a plan for us, something good for us, where we two can be ourselves dear. We'll have a blue room, a new room, for two rooms, where every day's a holiday, because you're married to me. Not like a ballroom, a small room, a hall room, where I can smoke my pipe away, with your wee head up on my knee. We will thrive on, keep alive on, just nothing but kisses, with Mr. and Mrs. on little blue chairs. You'll sew your trousseau, and Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly cares as a blue room far away upstairs. Da 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 dee, da dee da.
We'll have a blue room, a new room, or two rooms, where
every day's a holiday, because you're married to me.
Not like a ballroom, a small room, a hall room, where I
can smoke my pipe away, with your wee head upon my knee. We will thrive on, keep alive on, just nothing but kisses, with Mr. and Mrs. on little blue chairs.
You saw your trousseau, and Robinson Crusoe is not
so far from worldly cares as a blue room far away upstairs.
The Blue Room, sung there by The Revellers. And we're back with some more after the break.
Everyone's talking about Burt Reynolds' new movie, The Mean Machine. And we've been talking to the audience as they leave the cinema.
Magnificent.
Brilliant.
Tremendous film.
Absolutely fantastic.
Like Burt Reynolds?
I do know.
He's lovely.
Very fun.
And the press agree. Daily Express, entertaining, often hilarious, a winner. And the Sunday Telegraph, superb arm-wrenching tension. The Mean Machine. It's Burt Reynolds' wildest yet.
That is terrific.
At ABC 2 Shaftesbury Avenue and Fulham Road, and everywhere in London now. Certificate X.
Here we are, back again on Mardi Gras. Well, the practical couple don't just dream about what they'll do, of course. They get down to the hard facts about feathering a nest, and there have been any number of songs about that. Take this, for instance. It was written for the film Honky Tonk by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager in 1929, and it's played here by our old friends the Rhythmic Eight, including Sylvester Hohler on trumpet and Danny Polo on clarinet, with Morris Elwin singing it.
Thank you.
drag it down feather in the nest for a little bluebird.
Rhythmic eight, hotting up the idea of feathering a nest. But there must be dreams. Otherwise, as one of the characters in South Pacific says, how are you going to have a dream come true? Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra, including Bix Beiderbecke, Bill Rank, Izzy Friedman on clarinet, and other colleagues from the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, warm up the idea with a number that was very popular in 1928, Our Bungalow of Dreams. Bix, Frank Trumbauer and friends, Our Bungalow of Dreams. 9 years later, in 1937, Dick Robertson and some lively-minded jazz musicians made a fine version of On Our Little Dream Ranch. More ambitious than a bungalow, maybe, but good jazz just the same.
Thank you.
I'm sad when the day is through. What a thrill to start life anew on a little dream ranch with you. And when the harvest days are over, here's a prayer, dear. When the trail has ended, you will still be there. Then I know my dreams will come true on a little dream ranch with you. When the trail has ended, you will still be there.
On a little dream ranch with Dick Robertson and his jazz-minded friends such as Bobby Hackett on cornet, Al Filburn on trombone, Frank Signorelli on piano. And I'll play you some more after the break.
Death Wish, a Michael Winner film.
Warning to all muggers and rapists, get out of the city by sundown. The vigilante is coming. For what they did to his wife and daughter, he got himself a pearl-handled pistol with a 4-inch barrel and went hunting for muggers. He found them. Dino De Laurentiis presents Charles Bronson as the vigilante in Death Wish.
With the Paramount Now and selected cinemas in London from this weekend, Certificate X.
Capital's springtime schedule starts this Monday with a half-hour look at London today at 7 p.m., followed by Brian Hayes' open line until 9, Monday to Friday, on Cuddly Capital.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. There was another number right back in 1920 that drew a pretty picture of love and life in a new house. Louis Hirsch wrote it for a musical play called Mary, and it's lived through the years as an evergreen, The Love Nest. Everyone recorded it, from Fritz Kreisler, the great violinist, to Paul Whiteman, the king of jazz, so-called. His version will fit here rather well, I think, and that's Bix and Frank Trumbauer again.
Thank you.
the song hit of 1920 that never died, The Love Nest, by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, made in 1928. That was the year when Cliff Edwards, or Ukulele Ike as he was best known, made a record of a song of happy marriage called Halfway to Heaven, with a neat and very good jazz accompaniment like this.
Then thank my lucky star, I'm not very far. I can always wander to someone up yonder that's just as sweet as angels are. Just halfway to heaven, you'll find a cottage small. Halfway to heaven, beside a garden wall, where butterflies are flirting out in the sun. Behind a kitchen curtain, someone's cooking while she's looking out of the window to hear that old refrain I whistle as I walk down the lane. Then she meets me halfway, halfway up the pathway that's halfway to heaven. And you, cottage small, just halfway to heaven, beside a garden wall, where butterflies are flirting out in the sun. Behind the kitchen curtain, someone's cooking while she's looking out of the window to hear that old refrain I whistle every time that I walk down the lane. Then she meets me halfway, halfway up that pathway, that's halfway to heaven, and you.
You'd never think to look at the label of that record, you'd get so much hot jazz on it, would you? Cliff Edwards, Ukulele Ike, Halfway to Heaven. Still in 1928, there was a song by Gus Kahn to music by Elmer Scherbel, one-time leader and pianist in the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, that was for a couple who had sorted things out in their new home and were ready to receive visitors. Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra play it, and Frank Luther issues the invitation. 10 Little Miles from Town. Thank you.
we are. And you find that heaven's not very far. It's 10 little miles from town. You'll open your eyes in the morning when the sun starts to rise and discover that there's blue in the skies 10 little miles from town. You'll find a stream where white lilies float, where you can dream in a rickety boat. So come for a day, lock your desk and put your worries away, and it's 10 to 1 that you'll want to stay 10 little miles from town.
It conjures up a nice picture, doesn't it? Don't they all? Doesn't this? Another one by Bing Crosby, this time in 1937. It's a song by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein from a film called High, Wide and Handsome, and it's a classic of its kind. The Folks Who Live on the Hill.
Someday we'll build a home on a hill. Top high, you and I, shiny and new, a cottage that two can fill, and we'll be pleased to be called the folks who live on the hill. Oh, someday we may be adding a thing or two. Just a wing or two. We will make changes as any family will. But we will always be called the folks who live on the hill. Our veranda will command a view of meadows green. The sort of view that seems to want to be seen. And when the kids grow up and leave us, we'll sit and look at that same old view. Just we two, Darby and Joan, who used to be Jack and Jill. The folks who like to be called what they have always been called, the folks who live on the hill. Command a view of meadows green, the sort of view that seems to want to be seen. And when the kids grow up and leave us, we'll sit and look at that same old view. Just we two, Darby and Joan, who used to be Jack and Jill. The folks who like to be called what they have always been called, the folks who live on the hill.
Bing Crosby picturing long happy marriage in the words and music of Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein. Still, we don't all get or even want a house on a hill, not with heavy shopping baskets anyway. And Irving Berlin catered for those who prefer the bottom of a little hill, as he put it in this very nice little number, played here by Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians. Together we two. Together We Two by Johnny Johnson's Statler Pennsylvanians. Quite a hot little band. You know, it was with them that Jack Teagarden made his first ever record. Some nice bass work there too, and a bit of alto sax. But we'll have some more romance after the break.
Death Wish, a Michael Winner film.
Our cities have been invaded. Our streets have been taken over by thieves, dope addicts, rapists, muggers. We live in fear. One man is doing something about it. The Vigilante. Dino De Laurentiis presents Charles Bronson as the Vigilante in Death Wish.
With the Paramount Now and selected cinemas in London from this weekend, Certificate X.
Monday to Friday, Capital's new springtime schedule of all the hits and more. Kenny Everett until 9 and Mike Aspel till 12. Dave Cash plays the hits and asks the questions on Cash on Delivery until 3. Then Roger Scott spins on to 7 p.m. London Today and Open Line take the air from 7 to 9 with Nicky Horn and Your Mother Wouldn't Like It from 9 to 11. And Tony Mart's Late Night Music until 2 a.m. with Night Flight through to 6:30. All the hits and more with all your friends on Cuddly Capital from this Monday.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. And Carol Gibbons wrote a number that fits our show tonight called Peace of Mind, and it was recorded by everyone, both here and in America. Here's a rather unusual one by Pancho and his orchestra, using three saxophones, three violins, two pianos, guitar and drums. No brass and no bass. There's some quite hot jazz-type comments on it, though, and though I've heard better vocalists than this one. Thank you. Peace of Mind by Pancho and his orchestra, whoever they were. Still, there's no doubt about Annie Hanshaw or her devotion as a young wife in this delightful number, Cooking Breakfast for the One I Love. She told me the music muted cornet solo is by Muggsy Spanier. That's fine, too.
Baby likes bacon, and that's what I'm making while I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Our life has been so nice and charming right from the start. When I won his tummy, I won his heart. My baby is happy, no wonder I'm happy while I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Morning, I'll be getting up. Morning, I'll be setting up a tiny table for two. Breakfast, I'll be making his breakfast. He'll be taking his shave and his shower. My happy hour. The coffee is steaming. Oh boy, what I'm dreaming while I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. My baby likes bacon, and that's what I'm making while I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Our life has been so nice and charming right from the start. When I won his tummy, I won his heart. My baby is happy, no wonder I'm happy while I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Thank you. making a biscuit. He's willing to risk it while I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Wiping the dishes, what if he breaks a few dishes while I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love? I serve a plate of steaming oatmeal, taste it, but yuck, who the heck wants oatmeal sprinkled with lump? To show that he's grateful, he eats a big plateful and faints right after breakfast.
Ah, yes, the incomparable Annette Henshaw singing Cooking Breakfast for the One I Love. Well, I hope all married couples of any age that are listening are as happy as that, especially if they're starting a new home of their own. Let's lead them to their dreams by the fireside.
In the gloaming by the fireside, with you I'll be content. In the gloaming by the fireside, every hour will be well spent. We'll see our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire, finding in its beauty our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy, oh so happy, while we do as lovers do. With no one there to notice, a little kiss or two, in the gloaming by the fireside with you.
Bowley sings By the Fireside, written, arranged and played by Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Orchestra. I think that's the right note to end on tonight, don't you? Next week I'm going to take a leaf out of Arthur Negus's book and be all unromantic and tell you about valuable collector's pieces. Oh yes, I'll play them too, don't worry. If you like good jazz of classic vintage, why not join me next week? You'll be very welcome. Oh, by the way, we'll be on the air at 10 o'clock next Sunday evening at 10 o'clock. Okay? I'll see you. Till then, this is Brian Russ saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.
Everyone's talking about...